John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
He will be at Soul Joe's Comedy Club tomorrow, and you can get tickets through sjpcomedy.com. It's the one, the only, it's my Goomba brother, my one and only friend, Paul Mercurio.
Oh, my God. Don't hang up.
Don't hang up.
Adam Ferrara is here. Good morning, Adam.
Thank you, Imus.
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm all right, my friend. How are you?
I am very, very good. I was listening to your new album, which is very good.
Thank you.
I really like it. But let me start here. How's your mother?
My mother's fine. Thank you so much. I actually, since this whole thing started, I would call my mother, once, a couple times a week. Since this whole thing started, I call every day now. I get, because I'm in California, I make the coffee. As the coffee's coming down, I call up my mother, I put on speaker, I go, hi, Ma, I love you, and that's the end of my participation in the conversation. She doesn't need me after that, John. Yeah. It basically, it's the same three things. Every phone call, what she ate, who's dead, what she's defrosting for tomorrow. That's the whole thing.
It's sort of funny. My wife's already doing that. At 9:20 in the morning, my wife's on the phone. What do you want for dinner?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What?
Yeah. Because they need stuff. People need stuff to do. You got to still provide structure, even though we're in the condition we're in. I have to Zoom my shrink, my therapy. I'm doing therapy over Zoom now.
Okay.
And most people think, technology's pulling us apart. We're not. It's actually more of an intimate experience for me because now I'm in this nice home office. And I'm sitting there, I'm talking to him, and I'm looking around, I'm thinking to myself, he didn't read those friggin' books. Who's he kidding? And I'm like, he's got a 4K flat screen in his office. I'm like, I'm paying this guy way too much. And then in the middle of it, John, he's like, well, Adam, you have a lot of frustration with yourself, and then you turn your anger on yourself when you don't understand something. And anger is very corrosive. And at that moment, I hear, Marty, the dog took a dump on the stairs again. Excuse me 1 minute, Adam. I'm working, Rita. The fucking shoveler in the laundry room. You give me a friggin' break, please. Adam, anger is corrosive.
How was quarantining with your wife?
Every afternoon I have to go for my Save My Marriage walk. Because I'm driving. She's getting tired of playing the game called Honey, Is This Funny? So I'm so happy I'm at Soul Joe's tomorrow. So I can get out and connect with some people. Yeah, here's the thing. It's like you go to work, you come home, and my wife, we've talked about this, they run the house. You don't want to run the house. It's your domain. Run the house. Here you go.
Right.
Take care of everything. So when I come home, you're home. So you're noticing a lot of stuff. Like, well, why do you do it this way? Why don't you don't? And, ooh, they don't like that. So, no, and I just noticed a bunch of stuff I've never seen before. There's a fat, naked man that lives in my bathroom mirror. I never saw him before.
That's funny. I've got one in my house also. We were talking about this the other day with Halloween upon us.
Mm-hmm.
Can you remember what was the worst costume your parents ever put you in?
It was always, oh crap, it's Halloween. So you either had mom just, would dress you up as a hobo.
As a hobo, right.
They were hobos because they were easy. You'd dirty up your face. I was allowed to put one of my father's cigarettes on a toothpick, and, you walk around.
Right.
That was the last minute costume. We were never a ghost because my mother wasn't wasting a sheet. She goes, this is Egyptian cotton. I'm not cutting a friggin' hole in this. I'm going as a hobo. One year I had the Batman costume. The terrible plastic thing and the mask.
Right.
With the
rubber band. Right, yeah.
Not rubber, it was thin and sharp. It was like razor wire on a prison fence. And that went around the back of your head. And you could see, because then the plastic on the lips and the nose and the eyes would just cut you because it was just cheap plastic. But that rubber band would cut you. It was like when you took the mask off, it looked like your father when he took the socks off and he had the line in his calf.
Right.
Because who knew what pre-diabetes was? But that's what it was, around your head. It was terrible.
Are you a Jets or a Giants fan?
I'm this long-suffering Jets fan. I'm in an abusive relationship. Are you kidding me?
All right,
you guys started winning, you started to say, we're gangrene. I'm like, you can have it. Take it. Take the name.
As of right now, the Jets are 19.5-point underdogs to Kansas City this Sunday.
Yeah, that's going to go up. You watch.
It actually came down. It was originally 21 and a half.
You know what they last week, second half, 4 yards. Four yards of offense in the second half of last week's game. That's four more than we had, boys. We didn't even play, okay?
Adam, silver lining, the Patriots blow.
Yeah, I was very happy about that. I actually, Brad Williams is a friend of mine. He's a Denver fan. So when they had that pitcher's duel, like five field goals, I said, thank you. I can't stand them. And he goes, it was just field goals. I'm like, walks as good as a hit. I don't care.
So getting back to you and your therapist, have you ever tried anything on your own? I mean, you know, I've always known you as a rather secure, understanding, well-formed man. I mean, I find this anxiety, you know, sort of odd. Have you ever tried meditation?
That's the thing. The thing I like about our friendship, John, is you're easily fooled, and it makes me happy. But here's the thing about meditation. Every day I try to, you know, at least do that to at least benefit myself. But the theory that I've discovered behind meditation is to separate yourself from your thoughts, because your thoughts cause the anxiety. Mm-hmm. And it's okay. So I can separate. I'm at that point where I can separate from my thoughts, but I can observe them. But I'm observing them like this. I see you, you son of a bitch. You're the one that's doing this to me. You're the one that's come from my childhood and is driving me crazy, okay? So it's even in an enlightened state or a pseudo-enlightened state, I'm still beating the hell out of myself. Do you get anxiety?
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Add to that, I say I get anxiety, I get depression. I get them all. I get them all.
Anxiety is I'm worried about the future. Like, okay, I won't look at that. And I regret the past. Oh, great. So I'll be depressed. That's fine.
That's about it. That is about it. No, but I have found, because I do meditation also, and I have found it's like, breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out, breathe in. Oh, my God, I got to get that whole damn thing done by 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Breathe out.
Yeah, you observe the thoughts, but you don't identify with them, and you don't activate them, and they don't become your reality. That's the theory. And then you can give yourself positive affirmations. I tried that. That doesn't work either. Because you look in the mirror and you say stuff like, everything is happening perfectly. You've done nothing wrong. And then I look at the mirror and I go, who are we kidding? I can't believe one word this guy said. Close on you, fat bastard.
Oh, God. But everything else is good?
Yeah, everything else is good. I mean, we're making the best we can out of this. I'm very happy that tomorrow I'll be at Soul Jill's. I'll be working. I did a couple of drive-in gigs.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that was fun, because you got to get used to it. First of all, I'm on the big screen, so my mole looks like a manhole cover. I turn around, look at me, and go, oh, my God, look at that ring ding on my face. So these people, you know, they don't clap. They're in their cars, and if they like a joke, they blink their lights and honk their horns. So it's like working oncoming traffic.
Well, tomorrow night he will be at Soul Joe's Comedy Club. You can get tickets through sjpcomedy.com. It is always good to talk to you, my brother. I hope to see you sometime in the future. We should be able to bump into each other once again.
I hope so, my friend. Be well, be happy. Best to the family.
The Chunda Bella Show. Classic Rock. 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.